The Good News, according to Mark, chapter 11. And when they came near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, Go your way into the village that is across from you, and just as you enter into it, you will find a donkey's colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie him and bring him here, and if anyone asks you, Why are you doing this? Say, The Lord needs him, and immediately he will send him back here. So they went off and found a donkey's colt tied near a door at a street crossing, and they untied him. And some of those who stood nearby said to him, What are you doing, untying the donkey's colt? And they repeated to them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on him, and he sat on them. And many spread their garments on the road, and others spread branches, which they had cut from the trees. And those who went in front, together with those who followed, cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the kingdom that comes, the kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest! And he entered into Jerusalem, into the temple, and when he had looked around at everything, since it was now evening, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the next day, when they were leaving Bethany, he became hungry, and seeing a fig tree in the distance, having leaves, he came to it to see if perhaps he might find anything on it. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. And he responded by saying to it, No one will ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. When they had come to Jerusalem, he entered into the temple and began to throw out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those who sold the doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry any goods to the temple. And he explained and said to them, Is it not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have made it a den of thieves. And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they looked for some way that they might destroy him, feeling threatened by him because all the multitude was extremely impressed with his teaching. And when evening came, he went out of the city. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree was dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering Jesus' words, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. And Jesus responded to them, saying, Have the faith of God. Truly I say to you, whoever will say to this mountain, Be moved from this place and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt the guidance of the Holy Spirit in his heart, but believes that what he says is what God is saying through him, will come to pass. Whatever he says will happen for him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you ask in prayer, believe that you receive them, and you will receive them. Start Dyer Commentary. This passage, standing alone without other balancing Bible verses, sounds like a kind of faith magic recipe where you pick out something you want, believe real hard, and then you get it. Such a thought makes God into a kind of celestial servant, just waiting anxiously for us to work up enough faith to get him to do something for us. The truth is that it is only when the Spirit of God is leading us to make such pronouncements that these miraculous events actually occur. Our faith must be the faith of God, as in verse 22. He is the author of any and all true faith. Another verse which brings an equilibrium to these thoughts is found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, which says, Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. True faith is never believing for or in something, such as believing that something we want is going to happen, but in someone. Someone with a capital S. The genuine message of Scripture is not that we should believe in the power of our own faith, but in Him who gives us true faith. And Dyer Commentary. And whenever you want to persevere in prayer, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father who is in the heavens will also discharge your sins. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in the heavens forgive your sins. When they had returned again to Jerusalem, as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders there came to him and said, By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things? So Jesus said to them, I too will ask you one question, and if you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Give me an answer. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say, Why then didn't you believe him? But we can't say from men either. This was because they were afraid of the people, for all believed that John was truly a prophet. And so they answered Jesus and said, We don't know. And Jesus said to them, Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. This is the end of Mark chapter 11.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.